Yes, Mr. President.
Mr. President, I got something here that I tried to avoid bothering you with. I tried to get to both Ted Clifton and Mr. Bundy. But it's a rather annoying thing. I just got this report that there has been circulating around the Hill a letter of mine, which was a personal letter written in 1954 about the Vietnamese situation as it then stood to Churchill. This was before the division, you know. Now, I'm told that a man named Sam Brinkman, he's over at the Democratic Committee, is circulating this letter on plain paper, but as in support of some particular position. I don't know what it is. I don't know the letter. No one has consulted me in any way and asked whether he'd have my permission, and I think the text could have come only from the State Department. So the report came to me from my Irvine Junior, Mel Laird. And I said, well, I know nothing whatsoever about it. And if I could, I tried to get to your aid, but I think someone should tell these people that they cannot possibly do such a scurvy thing without consulting the man who wrote the letter.
I sure will, General. I'll look into it. Sam Brightman is a Democratic National Committee publicity man who I understood had been let go after the last campaign. That's number one. Number two, there is a letter that I have referred to and others from time to time that you wrote to President Jim, in which you said, in effect, we will help you if you'll help yourself with economic aid. And it was a public letter, and we have said this is where our policy was laid down in Vietnam, that we will help them. Then we quote Dulles in saying the CITO Treaty, that we would back it up. Then we quote Kennedy, yep. And then we quote Johnson. Yep. Now,
Well, Mr. President, anything that's in the public records and the public papers, that's in the public domain and anyone.
Sure.
But here's a personal letter they're quoting, as I understand it, from me to Churchill.
Well, nobody, I never heard of it. And if anybody's doing anything like that, I'd fire him in 2 minutes.
You see, I don't know anyone, Mr. President, to go to get
you. You've just gone to the right man. You've got him right on the phone, and I'm looking forward to seeing you. When is tomorrow?
Tomorrow noon.
I need you more than you ever saw, and I'll just talk to you tomorrow, and we'll get this stopped, and I'll have a report ready for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President. Anything I can do?
What's that?
Are you here in town?
I know I'm in the hospital getting a check, and I have finished my check tomorrow morning.
Everything going all right?
Well, yes, so far.
Okay,
fine.
Good luck.
Thank you.